Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Cooperating as a Team to Bring Back a Lost Practitioner, by a Falun Gong practitioner from Northwest China.
China Fahui, Cooperating as a Team to Bring Back a Lost Practitioner, by a Falun Gong practitioner from Northwest China. Greetings, Venerable Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. Local practitioners spent several months working together to bring back a lost practitioner and convince him to resume practicing Falun Gong again. Da Jin's story. Da Jin was a local veteran practitioner. He was very diligent when he first began practicing Falun Gong. He spread DAFA widely with fellow practitioners, and as a result, nearly 100 people in his area began practicing. Da Jin later became the local assistant. He went to Beijing to speak up for justice for fallen DAFA and was illegally arrested. When he returned to his hometown, he persistently told people about Falun Gong and exposed the persecution. He was soon illegally sentenced and imprisoned. He upheld his strong belief in Falun Gong many times during his imprisonment. The 610 office staff took him to a brainwashing center when his jail term ended. He was attacked and tricked by the evildoers at the brainwashing center. In his confused state, he gave up Falun Gong and agreed to give information to the 610 office in his hometown. Some of the newer practitioners followed him and gave up Falun Gong, which caused a major loss in our city. Local practitioners talked to Da Jin several times and asked him to resume practicing, but they were not successful. I am also a veteran practitioner. Years ago, Da Jin and I cooperated very well to spread DAFA. We got along well and trusted each other. We were both sentenced to jail, but we encouraged each other while we were imprisoned. However, I went to my hometown in a different province after being released from jail and lost contact with Da Jin. A fellow practitioner asked me to help look for Da Jin after the 2015 Chinese New Year. When we went to Da Jin's home, his wife said he worked in a mountainous area and did not take his cell phone with him. She also did not know his address there. We knew the old forces were blocking us from seeing him, but we obtained his new cell phone number from a local practitioner. Talking to Da Jin. Four practitioners took a taxi to a remote mountain construction site where we met Da Jin. He was glad to see us. We had been separated for 12 years. We mentioned how diligent he was when he first practiced Falun Gong, which included his many contributions during the time when DAFA was being spread, and how he went to Beijing to appeal for justice for DAFA. Da Jin listened while we commented on his many good characteristics. He excitedly told us about some miraculous things that happened to him. We kept sending righteous thoughts for him while he was speaking. You know that DAFA is good, so why did you stop studying the Fa and practicing the exercises for 11 years? I asked. You cultivated so diligently, and you were willing to protect DAFA with your life. You must have a reason. Da Jin said, in the brainwashing center, they kept talking to me nonstop. They were either giving me classes or blaming me. They never listened to what I was thinking. Da Jin talked about a lot of things that happened at the brainwashing center and why he had decided to stop studying the Fa and practicing the exercises. He was sentenced to jail for 4 years. Thus, altogether, he stayed away from DAFA for a total of 15 years. But he still accepted Master and DAFA. The questions Da Jin asked. Da Jin mentioned one person who claimed how capable he was. The man said he was the fellow master mentioned in Demonic Interference in Cultivation in John Falun, who passed the lust test well. Dajin said he did what that man told him to do. You must not listen to him, because he may not be that person, I said. Even if he is that person and passed the lust test once, it does not mean that he can pass every test. Even if he passes every test well, it came from his cultivation of Dafa. No matter how well other people cultivate, it's not yours. You need to cultivate yourself. Even if you enlighten a tiny bit from reading the Fa, that is yours. If you keep studying the Fa and practicing the exercises, you elevate yourself. Dajin listened and then poured out all the ideas that sham cultivators told him long ago. We explained each of those things. We avoided discussing too many high-level things because he had stopped cultivating Dafa for 15 years. We did not want to create obstacles for him. Dajin said that he did not understand why Dafa disciples clarify the truth to police officers and said he saw the police laughing at them. Maybe you did not meet the police officers who did accept the truth, I replied. The police who persecute Dafa disciples have created karma for themselves, and they will receive retribution. So in this respect, those officers are the true victims. They are human beings, but they are used to doing bad things. They should be saved too. Even if only 1 out of 100 policemen understand the truth and is saved, it is worth it. In actuality, many police officers have stopped persecuting Dafa disciples. Dajin listened carefully and kept nodding his head. It was after 1 a.m., and we watched a 2-hour DVD about the persecution. We then began practicing the 5 sets of Falun Gong exercises at 4 a.m. He seemed unwilling to do the exercises as he was taught, and instead just sat there with his hands conjoined instead of doing the proper hand movements. I reminded him of the importance of doing the exercises just as Master taught. He knew he was wrong and still had warped notions from his time in the brainwashing center. Returning to cultivation. I took out a copy of John Falun and looked in his eyes. Without further hesitation, please read John Falun now, I said. Dajin slowly reached out both his hands and took the book. He looked at each of us with excitement in his eyes. He found a very clean bag to wrap the book in and asked me what other things we had brought. I gave him an MP3 player to play the exercise music. The other practitioner gave him the Mingwei website DVD and taught him how to use it. Dajin had a smile on his face, and he asked many questions about how to start cultivating again. His hostile mood was completely gone. It was like 12 years ago when we trusted each other and cooperated well to spread the Fa. I suggested that he read John Falun several times. I said I would mail him the new Dafa books, a total of 40-plus books. I asked him to read them all. He smiled and said he would. When we left at around 8 a.m., Dajin was happy, and he said that we had come at a perfect time. If we had arrived at his home an hour earlier, his wife would have driven us away. If we had come a day later, his house would have been full of workers, and then we would have had no place to talk. Only that night was the best time. All 4 of us understood that Master had arranged this precious night so that we could wake up Dajin. Merciful Master has not left 1 single disciple out. In this way, we formed a team to send righteous thoughts for a long time to eliminate Dajin's bad ideas and thought karma. Suing Jiang. 6 months later, many Dafa disciples began filing lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. We thus visited Dajin again to tell him the situation. We were not sure whether Dajin would do it, even though he had resumed his cultivation. When we got there, we found that Dajin was very diligent. He had summarily helped several people resume practicing Falun Gong. Several were his close friends who used to be veteran practitioners as well. Dajin said they were reading the Dafa books I mailed him. They were also writing letters to Su Jiang. It took Dajin an entire night to write his letter. He edited it again and again until dawn. We realized that waking up fellow practitioners was not hard, since Master had already arranged everything for us. So, let's wake up more practitioners. Please point out anything inappropriate you see in my sharing. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.